Podcast Dick 2, Capital Investments. Welcome ACN 3073 students. My name is Teresa Askham. I'm one of your lecturers for this module. Today I would like to discuss with you capital investments. All topics are important in our study guide, but because we have noticed when marking the exams the same mistakes being repeated by students, we have decided to do a podcast on this topic. Firstly, I would like you to understand the bigger picture regarding capital investments. A company is looking at investing funds in a new project or a new machine that will maximize shareholder value. A company will use a number of methods to determine if a project should be undertaken or not, namely the payback period, the average accounting return, the internal rate of return, and the net present value method, to name a few. Please see page 74 of your study guide for the different methods and an explanation of each. I will now be discussing the NPV method. With regards to the net present value method, the company would accept the project with the highest positive NPV. Many students ask, how do they know which years to group together? You group the years together when the cash flows are exactly the same for each of the years. But we recommend that you do not group the years together, because it wastes your time in the exam deciding which years to group together, and if you get it wrong you will lose marks. So rather just split out the years. The most you will get in the exam will be up to 5 years. If you are evaluating two projects or machines that have different lifespans, you need to do an equivalent annual income calculation. Please see page 93 of your study guide. Only once you have done this calculation can you make the decision on which option is best. Look out for sunk costs. These are costs that have already been incurred and cannot be recovered, for example, market research. Sunk costs are not to be shown in the NPV calculation. Depreciation is another cost that is not to be shown in the cash flows of your NPV calculation, as it is not an actual cash outflow of money, but the wear and tear allowance stipulated by the tax authorities needs to be part of the tax calculation. When comparing an existing machine with a new machine, for the existing machine, have a look at how many years have already passed of its useful life. You only do the NPV calculation for the years that are remaining. You do not use the original cost of the machine, but the current realizable value. The current realizable value is what it is worth today if you had to sell it. The machine is not worth what you originally bought it for, so you can't use the original cost. Only include relevant costs. If, for example, the question states the annual maintenance of the premises currently costs $100,000. The new project will, however, require an additional $15,000 per year. Most students add the two together, the current charge plus the additional charge, which gives you $115,000. This is not correct. When calculating the new project's NPV, it's only the charges for the new project, which is in this example the $15,000 per year, not what the company is currently paying. They will pay the $100,000 whether the new project is undertaken or not. The $100,000 is not relevant to the new project. Ask yourself, would the company pay this cost regardless if the new project is undertaken or not? If your answer is yes, you don't show the amount. Don't forget to put your factors from the tables in for each year, a comment in on whether to accept or reject the project together with the reason or motivation, and the tax calc. Put your tax rate in. We normally give marks for these. Now I'd like to discuss with you the tax calculation. This is the money you will pay over to SARS. Think of an income statement. You have your profit less your expenses. The new profit is what you will pay the tax percentage on. In the tax calc, you will show the sales and expenses for the new project, the wear and tear amount, and the wear and tear recoupment if there is one. Remember, the tax calculation starts from year one. You don't pay tax in advance or at the beginning of the project, but at the end of each year. How will you know if there is a wear and tear recoupment? You take the cost of the asset less the accumulated wear and tear allowance. This will give you the tax value of the asset. Then deduct the realizable value of the asset at the end of the useful life. If there is a profit, this means the realizable value is greater than the tax value. You will show it as an income in your tax calc. If it is a loss, the tax value is greater than what you can sell it for. You will show it as an expense in the tax calc. I hope the above has helped you better understand the capital investment section of our study guide. If you are still struggling, you are most welcome to contact one of the lecturers. All the best with your studies. Thank you.